नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। प्रयुज्यमाने महीतां शुद्धां भागवतीं तनुं आरब्ध कर्म निर्वाणो ज्ञापतत् पांच भूत भौतिकः प्रयुज्यमाने महीतां शुद्धं भागवतीं तनुं आरब्ध कर्म निर्वाणो ज्ञापतत् पांच भौतिकः। प्रयुज्यमाने हैविंग बीन अवार्डेड
Mai,
on me,
on me.
Tam,
tam,
that. Shuddham,
shuddham,
transcendental,
transcendental.
Bhagavatim,
bhagavatim,
fit for associating with the personality of Godhead.
Fit for associating with the personality of Godhead.
Tanum,
tanum,
body,
body.
Arabdha,
arabdha,
acquired,
acquired.
Karma,
karma,
fruity work,
fruity work.
Nirvana,
nirvana,
prohibitive,
prohibitive.
Nyapatat,
nyapatat,
fit,
quit.
Pancha bhautika,
pancha bhautika,
body made of five material elements,
body made of five material elements.
Translation: having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of the Godhead, I quit the body made of the five element material elements, and thus all acquired fruitive results of work stopped. So please repeat. Having been awarded a transcendental body, befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of five material elements, and thus all acquired fruitive results of work
stopped.
Purport: informed by the personality of Godhead that he would be awarded a transcendental body befitting the Lord's association, Narada got his spiritual body as soon as he quitted his material body. This transcendental body is free from material affinity and invested with three primary transcendental qualities, namely eternity, freedom from material modes, and freedom from reactions of fruitive activities. The material body is always afflicted with the lack of these three qualities. A devotee's body becomes at once surcharged with the transcendental qualities as soon as he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. It acts like the magnetic influence of a touchstone upon iron. The influence of transcendental devotional service is like that. Therefore, change of the body means stoppage of the reaction of three qualitative modes of material nature upon the pure devotee. There are many instances of this in the revealed scriptures. Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and many other devotees were able to see the personality of Godhead face to face, apparently in the same body. This means that the quality of a devotee's body changes from material to transcendence. That is the opinion of the authorized Goswamis via the authentic scriptures. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that beginning from the Indra Gopa germ up to the great Indra, king of heaven, all living beings are subjected to the law of karma and are bound to suffer and enjoy the fruitive results of their own work. Only the devotee is exempt from such reactions by the causeless mercy of the supreme authority, the personality of Godhead. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Prayujyamane Maitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum Arabdha Karma Nirvano Nyapatat Pancha Bhautikaha. Having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of five material elements, and thus all acquired fruitive results of work stopped. So now we can see Narada is describing that how he quit his old material body, and when he quit it, how he got the new spiritual body. So that's the process. And then Prabhupada is explaining that a devotee in the true sense, he is also, although having a material body, that body itself becomes transcendental thanks to the process. And what the process? That you have to leave all the material attachments and get attached to the devotional service. So the moment that starts, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are three things that happen. Three qualities. Three qualities which are transcendental. That means they don't affect anything material. Prabhupada says, what are those? Eternity, freedom from material modes, and freedom from reactions of fruitive activities. That means the Traigunya, you know, you are rising above the Traigunya, and naturally then you are not affected by that. That we have been learning that throughout our devotional service process, that whatever we do, whatever activity we do for Krishna is not material. That is the point. And you know, we have to appreciate that and then follow the instructions of the spiritual master and Krishna. So what does it mean exactly? It means that the karmic reaction, whatever it is, you know, even if it is in the mode of goodness, we should not hanker for that, you know. Sometimes people think that being in the mode of goodness is the highest, but that's not so. Only because it is not related with Krishna. And since it is not related with Krishna, it remains material. And that's why Srila Prabhupada says, from Indra Jarma to Indra, everybody is affected. Everybody is still in the material world. And of course the devotee lives in the material world, but he is no more affected. From the outside world, they think that we are all doing the normal work, you know, like we also ride our vehicles, some of us go for work. Of course, when we say we are going for work, then we are not in the category of a pure devotee. Moment we are doing something for gain, material gain, then that is not in the category. But of course, that's a stage actually, you know, you can say that will lead you to ultimately become a pure devotee. Like Srila Prabhupada, we know that he was a pure devotee, but he was also working once upon a time, you know, he was working. But slowly, gradually, he gave it up. Of course, he did not give it up after acquiring a lot of wealth or something. You know, sometimes people think, okay, let me get this and that, you know. And when if you are working, then you say, oh, let me get my retirement benefits, my gratuity and all that. But Srila Prabhupada did not wait for that. He just waited for the right time. And even he was trying to do so many things, even when he was working. He was trying his best. He started the League of Devotees. He started so many things. He practically was leading that life. But in the real sense, if you see, when he started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then he achieved. But that doesn't mean that he was not pure before and then he became pure or something like that. No. He was empowered. We know that. He was empowered. Shaktyavesha. Why? Because Krishna chose him. Krishna chooses somebody to and empowers him or her to do something great. You know. So whenever we see such personalities in our history, then we should understand that it is Krishna's selection. There are so many other devotees who are serving him in their own ways, you know. In the temples and ashrams and at home, and you know, they are doing it. But ultimately, it is Krishna's mercy that decides. So I always say that, you know, that the door opens from inside. Keep on knocking on the door, and the door opens from inside. So that doesn't mean that since I am not getting that, I should stop knocking on the door. No. We have to keep knocking on the door. We have to keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we have to keep doing our devotional service, whatever service we have been assigned by our spiritual master. Not whimsically, you know. Everything is regulated. And that regulated thing gives us ultimately the freedom. That's the beauty of the devotional service. The regulative principles give us the freedom. Freedom of what? Like here, Narada. What did he get? He got the freedom from the material body. You know? He says, all my fruitive results stopped. No more. Nirvana. That's the thing. Nirvana means stopping of all activities, all material activities. And that's what he achieved. And then of course he is going to explain in next verses that how he got this present body. Here he just gave an example. He says he got a transcendental body of what kind? Befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead. Not a simple transcendental. Of course, there is nothing like simple transcendental body, because the moment you get that, you are you are fit for association of the Lord. As I said, Lord grants it to only those whom He thinks fit enough. So He is the judge. He is the ultimate judge. And we should not question that. We should not say that, oh, Krishna is impartial and so on. We know that He is not. Why I am saying all that? Because we have the tendency, you know, starting getting some doubts. We do something and sometime we don't get that result. So then we become little bogged down, you know. So we should not. We should not lose faith in the process at whatever cost. Because once we lose the faith, then so many problems start. So many problems. And those who have experienced that know that. So we should depend on the mercy of Guru and Krishna and keep doing what we are supposed to be doing. That's important. When people say our duty, Prabhupada immediately says bona fide duty. Prescribed duty. Prescribed. More than bona fide, it's prescribed. Prescribed by whom? Prescribed by the Guru. Prescribed by Guru. And when Guru will not give any instruction which is not prescribed by Krishna. So that's the safety. That's why we recommend Guru Shishya Parampara, you know. If it comes in Parampara, then you are much safer. Rather than somebody inventing its own thing, declaring himself Guru, and then, you know, trying to tell you something. So that's the purport of this particular shloka. I'd like to stop here. And if you have any questions, comments, let's hear that. Those who are on online, you can ask the question through chat. Hare Krishna. You have something to say, Prabhu? Anybody online? Swapna Mataji, Tirthanga Prabhu, Manisha, anybody? Hare Krishna. Okay, go ahead.